When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Before we get to Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday, a little bit of breaking NFL news, Shime.
Yeah, Adam Schefter's reporting that the NFL is officially suspending Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair 3 games for the hit he delivered Sunday to Trevor Lawrence.
Kay. Not enough.
Not enough?
Damn.
No. I mean, you want him done for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's not his first offense. Like, this is a guy who's been causing issues. I don't think 3 games is enough.
Huh.
I thought it was going to be the rest of the season.
Wow. Okay.
I expected more.
Yeah.
You did?
Normally, like, with situations like this, I expect it to be more. They appeal, it gets dropped 2 games, and then it generally balances out.
I mean, 3 is pretty substantial. Right. Like, what did Myles Garrett get for the
helmet incident?
The helmet.
I don't know.
The swinging helmet.
I don't know.
Because it was more than that.
Was it more than that?
Usually they start at like 4 and then they make their way to 8. And then maybe somebody had like a 12-game suspension. But
Myles Garrett was suspended indefinitely. And then had to be reinstated.
Courtney, a lot of those in the Twitch chat agree with you. It should have been the whole entire season because of the repeat offender status.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it is a bizarre system because there's no basis of any, normalcy or just like a baseline where there's a normal suspension for different things. Like, Brady was suspended 4 games for the air in a football.
Right.
You have Ben Roethlisberger, who was initially suspended 6 games, decreased to 4 for locking women into a bathroom in Milledgeville, Georgia. And then you had the Ray Rice fiasco. Like, I feel like, what was Vontaze Burfict suspended for? He's been suspended a couple times.
Only a couple hits, too. But I don't remember so long ago. But I usually think they go 4, 8, and then, but.
Well. Now you are playing the role of media person who is making him the villain, as he suggested in his Instagram post yesterday. Yeah. Said everybody's trying to make him out to be the villain, and he is not a villain.
Well, didn't he apologize too, though?
Yeah, right. He did apologize.
I'm sorry, but when you have a hit like that, you're immediately, as soon as it happens, looking around like, I didn't do anything. And then when you're walking out, you're mouthing off to fans that are throwing things, and that's never right. I get it. But you are the villain.
Yeah, he's not a
performer. And you're in your villain era, maybe. Like, you're taking that on and wearing it with pride, but it's...
Didn't he just do it a couple weeks ago to Caleb Williams?
That's why... Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I would be defended.
Ty Law brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, by 110 Grill. Gluten-free dining, done right. Good morning, Ty Law.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I got to say, I appreciate the opinions and the banter over the hit. But come on, Wiggy, we've seen a lot harder hits than that in our day, man.
I agree. And we talked to Jelani, and I said this before. I never played defense, but I can only imagine how difficult it is because these quarterbacks wait for the last minute. That's why I said
my
rule, Ty, it would be that once you get outside the pocket, if you ain't sliding, you have like a 5-yard halo. Get down, because if you don't get down early, you are fair game.
Exactly, fair game. And like I said, we're leading with the forearm and everything. I get it, repeat offender. You don't want to hurt anybody, but this is football. And the hit wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? I mean, I've seen a lot worse than that.
Dude, he was in the fencing position. Like, how do you defend? His slide started pretty early.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm not trying to defend it, Greg. I'm just saying the hit wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? Regardless of how it went down, whatever position, the hit that would have been, that hit wasn't that bad.
Well, Curtis played.
I'm just saying.
Curtis was showing us a video, and I believe we played it on Twitch yesterday.
Right.
Brady getting his head knocked off.
But when you guys were in Buffalo, right. Clemens came up and nailed Brady right in the head, and he got up.
But Brady bounced right back up. If Trevor Lawrence bounces right back up, we don't have an issue.
People would still be talking
about it. He didn't. Trevor Lawrence didn't bounce right back
up. Unfortunately, he did.
Because the deep recesses of his brain were malfunctioning.
Well,
that's why he didn't bounce right back.
Sometimes that happens, Greg, in football.
You know, hey, Greg, you know what the problem is now? I respect protecting the players, so you know, safety first. Yeah. But we call that getting your bell rung, man. They call it concussion nowadays. We call it getting your bell rung. Get your ass up. You see a little stars.
Yeah.
Find your way back to the huddle. Play ball.
Yeah, the good old days.
Exactly.
But, Ty, the league can't start saying we care about player safety and want to be protecting the players more than the era in which you and Wiggy played and then just give them a 3-game suspension for something like that.
Yeah, 3-game suspension. I think that, I mean, usually when they say suspension, that's 3 games without pay. That's a lot of damn money for a hit now. It's going to make you play a little tentative. Now it's like, man, you can't do nothing. Because, I mean, they're going to take your money. So it's like, now, does he deserve it? Is he a repeat offender? Is he like a Draymond in the NFL? I don't know.
Yeah, he's a repeat offender.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I think that's got to be the new rule change, is just give yourself up way early. So,
well, I think things have to change because you now know, and maybe you didn't earlier, what some of the effects of a concussion are.
Long term.
I mean...
But that's what I told. But
you get that, right? I mean,
no, I know. I totally get that. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I agree with it because hell, I can't remember nothing now.
I mean,
I had plenty of.
Have you heard Wiggy on the show?
No.
I mean, you know, you understand what the effects of a concussion can be.
I was in the trenches, so we battled in those trenches.
Yes,
but a guy went, and we talk about this all the time, when you see a quarterback sliding, and he has plenty of time where he is already outside the pocket. You can make that decision. The problem is they want to get that little extra yard, and we talked to Jelani Tavai about it. Just give yourself up way earlier, or what I said is dive head first, and sometimes it's a little bit easier, but you got to give yourself up early.
Speaking of Jelani Tavai, he was on with us at 7:30 this morning, and I asked him this question, and his answer, I guess, was, you know, the details, we're not executing and paying attention to details. When you look at this defense and the fall off from last year, what do you see as the main issues?
Man, I can look across board. One is it's the cohesion. You know, I mean, it's like they don't always play together, especially in key situations. You know, I mean, they're not on the same page. You know, the secondary could be playing decent, but the guys up front ain't playing well. The guys up front could be playing decent, and the secondary is giving up big chunks of yards, you know, not covering anyone. So I just think the cohesion and as a whole for the defense, where's the leadership? You know what I mean? I thought, you know, when, you know, Peppers came back, you know, you're getting somebody being an aggressor, you know, coming back, but they have too many holes all over the place. So, you know, I think a leadership – in a locker room leadership, on-field leadership, side room leadership is missing. Something is missing because they're not always on the same page. I'm like, when you guys get off the field, do y'all get together and talk as a defense? Do you get together and talk as a secondary or just go there and sit there and drink your damn Gatorade? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I wish they'd put the camera over there.
See, Ty,
because somebody need to be talking.
Ty, one of the things that I said to Jelani, because, you know, when you think about little things and I hear – you know, not being able to do the little things right or making the mistakes when it comes to minor things. To me, that's a lack of you putting in the extra time after practice. That's a lack of you focusing in practice. And I asked Jelani, I said, do you think that now because practices are so short, we practiced for like 4 hours and then guys did 30, 40 minutes of extra work on their own. Do you think that a lot of these guys nowadays are not putting in that work when it comes to being on top of the little things?
I know they're not putting in the work because you can tell on the field. I mean, Look at it, man. The same mistakes week in and week out. How long can you use the same excuse? My thing is practice. When we didn't have something out, and I know I refer back to the good old days, the glory days, but we were winning. We were competitive. We wouldn't accept that. So even when the coaching is gone, we'll call together as a team, as a defense. We got to figure this out.
We have to dump out of the S-bomb, and that is that's
$100.
Hey, $100 in the swear jar for the Greg Hill Foundation. We appreciate that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I had it out there on the tailgate too. We got a couple dollars, Greg.
I saw
we
that.
We was out there tailgating this, but yeah, man, we taking the swear jar everywhere. Listen, and people are glad to participate.
You got a crisp $100 bill from Bill Belichick. Dollar bill, as Cam Newton used to call him. When it comes to coaching, though, like you look at Anthony Richardson, and why are they just unable to? His arm is not; he doesn't have a great arm. Like, are they unable?
No.
Are they just unable to basically take the runaway and make him try to throw the football, or is that a coaching error when it comes to the coordinator here?
I mean, I think it's a coaching error, I guess, for not knowing your players and putting them in the right position. But I don't want to blame the coaches for that. You guys know that Anthony Richardson is not a natural, fluid passer. You know that's his weakness. So if I'm going to take my chances, I'm going to stack the balls. I'm not going to let you run. I'm going to make you beat us through the air. And you still got to play football. Somebody got to do their job up front. Somebody got to cover the receiver. So you can't just put that on the coaches because they're not out there playing. That's why I understood where Gerard was coming from. You just got to word it different when he said what he said weeks ago.
Yeah.
Those guys, figure it out and win the one-on-one battle up front. You know good and damn well that he is going to run the ball for a two-point conversion. It was going nowhere but the quarterback. Everybody should be running there. Somebody got to win, and that's what I don't like about the defense when it comes to making excuses, talking about we got to close out, whatever their excuses are, you know, that we're not playing this, the little things. Do you call tackling a little thing in football?
No.
Hell no. That's huge.
Ty, I'd like to make you smile this morning because there's been a lot of negative Patriots stuff, and your good friend and mine, Jermaine Wiggins, defended Ohio State and complained about Michigan planting the flag at the horseshoe after beating Ohio State as a three-touchdown underdog. The floor is yours, Ty. Great win. And what do you think about the post-game stuff?
Man, you know what? I will say, you know, even though it's Ohio State, you know, we got to handle that one better. You know, I don't think that, you know, it's a good look by doing that. But
what?
The rivalry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did not see that.
That's all I was saying.
Win
with class. That's all I was saying.
Like this. I look at it like this because it could have been a lot worse. Now, is it part of the game? The only way you stop somebody from dancing or playing that flag is you win. You had all this time to fight, four quarters. You could fight, you know, legally. But when you go out there and plant the flag, you're asking for trouble. That's like going to the hood. You ain't from the hood, and everybody know you. Now, Michigan, you got a lot of football players out there, but guess what? They got the whole fans, their football team. They got the whole state of Ohio. Man, hey, talk trash and plant a flag on the way out to the airport while you're at the airport. You know what I mean? You don't do that because somebody could have got really hurt. You know what I mean? So I look at it like that. You know, I ain't no tough guy. Not in that situation. Yet somebody could have got hurt. But they lost. They mad. Was that four in a row? Now,
yep.
You know, Sherrone Moore, he guess what? He has saved his job. Now, they talk about firing the day because, hell, he lost one game, two games, because he can't beat Michigan. That tells you the magnitude of that game. You know what I mean? So, and the underdog, the 20 points, that was flat-out disrespectful. Wiggy, that was more disrespectful than when they gave us a 12-point underdog in the Super Bowl, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is disrespectful. The other team isn't even supposed to show up. So, you know, this is Michigan, Ohio State. You can't do that. This is what we do in the Big Blue. Yeah, we did have a great season, a lot of turnover. But guess what? We beat Ohio State. Season.
I great game by Michigan. Take nothing away from them. My thing is the trash talking before the game, during the game, that's going to happen. But I just like the whole playing the flag at the end. It's like you won the game, win with class. You want to talk trash, like you said,
right,
on social media after the fact, because all it does is lead to giant melees, which were all over college football because of stupid wanting to plant the flags in the middle of, you know, the opponents or at the opponent's stadium.
Ty, do you think Mike Vrabel could be the coach at Ohio State? Do you think that'd be something he'd like to do?
Ooh.
Man, I don't know dream. I was like, you know what? Mike Vrabel about to be on deck.
Mm.
He's about to be on deck at Ohio State, and that's my guy, you know. And guess what? If he do go, I ain't rooting for his ass on Michigan on that week. I tell you that. But I think that he will be the next man up, and ultimately probably where he wants to be anyway. You know, I mean, he got his coaching started. He was there for a long time, and he worked his way up the ranks to be a head coach at NFL. But to go back to Ohio State, they might need a boost like that, somebody that had the success that he's had in coaching and as a player, you know. I mean, that's where it's going there. Now, a lot of guys that played the game at a high level are going into coaching. Does that make better results? I don't know. But something like Ohio State, when, you know, he might not know the magnitude of the Michigan-Ohio State because he just heard about it. Mike Vrabel lived it. Mm. So it would be very important for him to, if he goes there, hey, it ain't national championship. We circling Michigan at the end of the day, in the beginning of the season. We're circling Ohio State.
I don't know if I understand your perspective on planting the flag. I understand Wiggy's because he suffers from PTSD when Durfee planted the flag on the Brockton field.
Oh, God.
Do you remember
too
that?
Soon. No. Because, I mean, like Ty.
You got the flag so planted on
no,
you?
No. No, no.
Yes,
because,
did.
Like
yeah,
you said, Ty.
Right, it was actually
nope.
planted right into his foot.
Nope.
It was.
Because, like Ty said,
it was one of the young freshmen from Durfee did it.
I gave those kids a green light at Brockton. If you plant the flag on our home turf, hey, green light, that's go time.
Oh, well,
we
that's
lighten
not
it up.
Good.
Well, that's the way I'm from.
Right. Also, I think that was also the nickname you gave your defense,
yeah,
green
right.
light.
We're going to be waiting at that. Hey, guarantee you. We're going to be waiting for you at the buses.
And Ricky usually loves plants.
And I'm not, you know, listen, I'm not one that's about the violence, but you plant your flag, we're going to be waiting for you at the buses.
Oh, yeah.
Not neutralized. Exactly. You've been neutralized, Coach.
Yeah.
What, Ty?
But you have to see, like, when I played, like, Michigan, you know what they did one time, and it was disrespectful, but it wasn't planting your flag. We were the last game to go to the Rose Bowl. That was it. The big
another one.
So that gives us a little bit more motivation. But, you know, I can see if they came in there and tried to plant a flag, even though we won or before the game or after the game, you know, it's 110,000 people ready to go out there and fight because they've been drinking, the kids is rowdy and hyped up, man. Somebody could have got hurt. So I just think it was a bad decision. It wasn't classless because of the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, but I don't think it was smart. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's better ways to go about it like Ohio State did. Come in with your roses. Get the message. Be confident. And go home, and now they all wilted and dead because y'all not going to the Rose Bowl no more. You know what I mean?
When Wiggy's team lost to Andover, mm-hmm. one of the Andover kids had to help plant the flag, like right next to Wiggy.
No, we had this switch called the Boogie Down Brockton Beatdown. If you disrespected us, the switch went up and it was green light time. It was go time.
Boogie Down Boston.
See, but see, when, you know, when you start fighting like that, they're going to take it as, I mean, Ohio State was winning, so they bitter. But when you fight and you losing, mm-hmm. and you start fighting, that even looked worse. But was y'all losing the whole season?
Nah, we never had nobody disrespect us like that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, before you go, Ty, most entertaining play of the game is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. What you got? Or Chime, what do you got?
That Drake May touchdown to Austin Hooper. Pretty
yes.
nice throw.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful placement.
Beautiful throw. And again, I want to praise him. I know we talked about it plenty, but Drake May, he's showing signs. I mean, he's still another turnover in there, but his efficiency and I'm seeing his numbers. I'm seeing the way he's managing with the stuff that he's working with as far as the players, the running back, you know, no receivers to name of, and, you know, working with his tight ends. He is doing a phenomenal job as a rookie, and I want to emphasize as a rookie. You know what I mean? So I like shout out and props to Drake May, so hopefully he can continue to get better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't put that turnover on him.
No.
I appreciate the fact that he took credit for it or put it on himself afterwards, saying that, you know, he could have thrown it to the other shoulder. But Hunter Henry was also on here yesterday.
Got to catch that ball.
Yeah. He had to catch the ball.
The Christian Gonzalez interception was pretty nice.
Yes.
That was a nice
good
one.
Call. With
Yeah, that was a great play right there. I mean, the way he closed on it, you know, I look at the little stuff like that, you know, closing at the right time, using his hands, jumping in front of him, because a lot of guys would have went for the pass breakup, Wiggy, you know, to play it safe. He didn't play it safe. He undercut the route, and he believed in his talent and believed in himself. So, you know, that was a great play as well.
All right, Ty Law, we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Couple $100 there for the Greg Hill Foundation, swear jar wise.
Ty agreed
easiest
with me.
Easiest money you make.
Two S-bombs from Ty Law. All right. Nope. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics bounced back nicely at home against the Heat. 109-89 was the final. Derek White and Jaylen Brown were back for this one, but no Kristaps, Drew, or Al. Jimmy Butler was out for Miami. And Peyton Pritchard had 25, his fourth consecutive 20-point game. Jaylen Brown led with 29 points. The C's off tonight before having a home game with the Pistons tomorrow. And I'm going to rephrase this next part of my trending because we love customer service here and we love to give back to the listeners. Ken just forwarded me a complaint from a listener, Joseph. Oh. Who wrote, when you announce that the Bruins are playing at the Garden, it drives me nuts to think the Bruins welcome their opponent to the Garden. No wonder they aren't winning. They're too welcoming. Thanks. Uh-huh. So the Bruins have the Red Wings at the TD Garden this evening.
You said they welcomed their opponent? Okay.
Well,
the Bruins welcome the Red Wings.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to do that anymore, Joseph, for you.
And you know what, Courtney? We welcome criticism.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
Puck drop is at 7. Monday Night Football had the Browns falling 41-32 to the Broncos with Jameis Winston throwing for 497 yards, 4 touchdowns. He had 3 interceptions, 2 of those pick sixes. There is an update on Christian McCaffrey, who went out of the Niners Sunday night matchup with the Bills with a knee injury. Kyle Shanahan announced he will remain out for at least 6 weeks. And if you missed Shime's breaking news, Adam Schefter is reporting the NFL is suspending Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaahir 3 games for the hit he delivered Sunday to Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence. And a 99 Restaurants online exclusive this Monday and Tuesday, Cyber Monday double bonus. For every $25 you purchase, receive 2 $5 bonus cards. The offer is valid online only at 99restaurants.com. Monday and Tuesday only, 99 gift cards are the perfect gift. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 30 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 37.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith coming up in half an hour at 10. Quick reminder, we got a very busy week when it comes to this show. Friday, it's our annual Toys for Tots show. We will be in Norwood on the Auto Mile at Bach Ferrari with our Santa, Ernie Bach Jr., and it is our 20th annual Toys for Tots show. Marines will be with us. Curtis, last few years, that place has been full of toys, and I expect nothing different this year.
I mean it sincerely. If you are looking to begin the holiday season with a bang, it is awesome. The people that are there, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
The Santa's there, which is always great, and it's a fun morning with, I think there's usually breakfast, so that's always good.
Yeah, breakfast. I'm a little, not too concerned, but a little concerned because it's earlier this year than it has been. So does that mean that people are not as into the holiday spirit as they will be, by the end?
I think they're less fatigued.
Okay.
I think that this is a perfect time to do it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hope you'll join us, bring a new unwrapped toy or two, and Rob Ninkovich will be with us on Friday. Courtney has arranged for our next Pudge's pal to be with us. How old is Munchkin?
Oh, I have all that information.
Okay.
Let me just...
Munchkin, we showed Munchkin on Twitch earlier. Munchkin right. is hoping to have a forever home just in time for home for the holidays.
And this is he's in his 11th hour.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You want to make sure. I mean, we might as well
so
put it out
I.
there.
So,
put it out there. So, maybe somebody so gets I. to get to pulling in them hot strings.
I think we should have a headline that says Munchkin's Last Chance.
Yeah. I don't have an age for him. The email just read, "This is Munchkin. How beautiful. He is currently with my friend as a foster. It's his last hope."
Right.
Well,
my lord, what does that mean?
His means he's on the.
What are they going to do?
He's on doggy death row.
What's going to happen?
Jesus.
To him? What's going to happen to him if he doesn't get adopted?
I mean,
he'll go to another foster, maybe,
Courtney, just be honest with people, so they
I don't know.
The last chance
means
he's on doggy death row. You know, we need to get Munchkin in a home.
Yeah, we do.
Because if not,
well, he likes the high pressure cell. You notice that?
Right.
If not Munchkin,
you must adopt Munchkin, or Munchkin will be no more.
No, so, he will be headed on up to the
so beautiful.
You know, the pearly gates.
Munchkin will be with us, among other things, on Friday. Can't wait to see you guys on Friday morning. I think our last live show of the year.
Sadly.
This is Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to call. I'm a first-time caller. I just want to say, you know, Courtney and Glenn and Curtis and Wiggy, you guys do a great job. I listen to you guys single day.
Honestly, wouldn't you say Glenn is the most important part of the show?
Yes.
No, I would say Wiggy.
Okay.
Oh, double shot.
Oh, I was going to go with Glenn.
Right. Okay, well, you like Glenn.
I was down at
my Tunic Oyster Bar. I saw your show. I listen to you guys every day.
Okay.
I'm a first-time caller. I just want to say a couple things.
Yeah.
The Drake May situation.
Yeah.
I've been a sports fan since 1964.
Yeah.
In my opinion, he was probably the best talented quarterback that we've ever drafted. Now, people will say, Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasn't drafted like how we got it.
Right.
People weren't running around and would say, we just drafted Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He was a bench warmer. We had Drew Bledsoe. Wow. And we all know what happened. I never liked Drew Bledsoe. He had 20-pound ankles or something. The guy couldn't even run, get out of the pocket.
Right.
And then Tom Brady took over, and the rest was history. Now, we have Drake May. The Patriots, in my opinion, have two options this offseason.
Yeah.
This kid is so freaking talented. Either trade him to a team that has a good offensive line, coaching.
I can't, Glenn, what's your name? Dave? Phil?
Wayne.
Wayne?
Will,
I can't.
Wow.
No, nobody's trading Drake May.
That's a first.
I cannot even.
I think that's the first.
I have to bid you adieu.
I liked Wayne.
Glenn, you are no longer invited to call the Glenn Hill show.
When we talk about ball movement, talking about the movement of the ball.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I wanted to know what his Wayne's thought process was potentially behind trading Drake May. That's.
Whew. He's been a sports fan since 1964.
That is, wow. I mean, to trade Drake May?
Possibly confusing me with the great Glenn Miller, recording artist from the late 40s, early 50s. I'm sure you remember this. Coming up next, the Glenn Hill Show. Heard transatlantically on the
Greg Hill Show.
Oh, what an amazing call. Just the best. He was at Matunic looking for Glenn.
Yeah. trade Drake May?
Wow. What are we doing?
I don't know.
No way.
Where do people come up with this stuff?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of frustration.
Does he not believe that they're going to put stuff around him?
I just become ever more concerned that Elliot Wolf is going to rest on the laurels of what Drake May is and not feel like he needs to add in major ways around him. Is that possible? Am I just being an idiot?
No, that could be a big possibility. And I was listening to Keith and Jones, and they brought this up. It was an interesting point. If you don't put stuff around them, and I know the call is, you know, we went out there with the trade, but does Drake May get to the point where he might feel like New England's not doing enough for him to stay here.
And he's going to want out of here.
And he, you know, maybe
How
he
does
request.
How long does that take, though?
Yeah, I mean, we're a couple years away from that.
You can't get out of here for
2 years. Next year and the year after that. Because generally, after the third year of a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, they're looking for new money.
But the Patriots have all the leverage because they can franchise, they can do all that. Like, so, I mean, he is bound here.
Yeah, but if he starts, you know, whispering that he wants out,
then they'll change the coach. They'll fix it for him.
It's not the coach, though. It's more about the talent.
He's not going. He can't go anywhere for 4 years. So I mean, I don't. You know, if he's going to be griping and moaning, then whatever. I know.
But I will say this: Wiggy may be right. I have always thought you get the quarterback and you're fine. But it seems now that maybe the coach in today's NFL. I don't know. Like, I look at all these teams. Like, I look at the Bengals. They got to a Super Bowl. They lost. They haven't been back. You look at Justin Herbert, really talented guy. Trevor Lawrence, we all think, really talented. You go across the NFL, Lamar Jackson never been to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at Andy Reid and Mahomes, and that's a perfect match. I don't know what they would be without each other. But it's not just the quarterback anymore, I fear.
Yeah.
Well, but then you have somebody like Josh Allen, where McVay has been. McDermott has been ridiculed as not being a great coach.
But to Curtis's point, you got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and you don't have the right coach, and he can't get over that hump.
Right. Only one AFC championship game.
Right. So if you have a great quarterback with an okay coach, it's still not enough to get over the hump. Now, I think the outlier, obviously, Brady had proven it. All right. Then you got to look at it. The other one is Mahomes. Him without Andy Reid, could he get it done? We don't know. But with Brady's the only quarterback that has proven you could be a great quarterback and just have a mediocre coach and still win. Everybody else, it's always really good quarterback, but just as good of a coach to win chips.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes when the quarterbacks go out and do that,
mm-hmm.
then the coach is automatically launched into that stratosphere as well along with them.
Right. Like, I mean,
Curtis would argue that somewhat, I think, about Bill.
Well, I would say the best way would be to Bruce Arians. Like, Tom goes there, brings his crew, and all of a sudden he wins the Super Bowl. But I think Brady and Mahomes are the exception. Where, like, I feel like Mahomes could play for any coach in the NFL and he'd be a playoff.
But we don't know that just yet, though. See, that's the problem with Mahomes. That's why I said we can't even put Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. We would say those two guys are very good. But, no, Lamar struggles, and as part of that struggle, maybe the coaches don't utilize him right. Josh Allen, you know, they not. So when you start to say, okay, you have Drake May. Now, is Mayo good enough to be able to have those two get to a point where they can elevate each other and win?
Yeah, that's the question that we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would it's like the chicken egg thing. Like, would Bill Walsh be Shime's going to hate that I bring up this quarterback because he thinks overrated. But would he be considered to be the great coach that he is without Joe Montana?
Because he did it with Steve Young, though. Right. Bill Walsh did it also with Steve Young. It's Bill Walsh, right?
Walsh, great coach.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not getting him.
Well, and he invented the West Coast offense.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, I think he gets, you know, he's probably.
He's more of a reason why Montana's great than Montana.
Your hate for Joe Montana is so weird to me.
No, he's just overrated. It's not hate. He's overrated.
But that is going to be the answer. And I think it's more of a question. And where Bill and Brady, it becomes an issue is because Bill was a defensive guy. And Bill helped Brady. I'm not going to say he didn't, but it was more about the offensive coordinators that Bill put around Tom that really elevated and took Tom to another level, as well as Bill meeting with him, but really more of the on-the-field, in-the-air stuff of the offensive coordinators. So you have a guy like Drake May, and who's the OC that unlocks his potential? We saw it with Josh Allen, and it was Brian Daboll, right? When you look at let's say I don't want to use Andy Reid because he's an offensive guy.
You may have the opportunity to get Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I think you have a really good chance of getting him. Lamar Jackson. What are some of the issues with Lamar Jackson? I think it's they haven't put the right offensive coordinator with him to unlock. He's a great talent, but get him to maybe not make the mistakes that he does make in the postseason. Right, even the guy Todd Monken, who's the OC now, I'm like, even like Lamar said it himself. Well, I'm waiting for it something to develop, and my mom is like, run. So if you're Todd Monken, you should be like, all right, I'm going to design something quick, and if it's not there, let's utilize his legs.
If you're Drake May right now, though, sitting at this part of the season, are you looking at AVP and saying, man, I hope they get rid of him? Or, wait, I'm starting to get comfortable with this guy. I want to make sure that we keep him because I don't want to deal with a new unknown of another offensive coordinator.
He could be like, he could be sitting there going, man, I wish we would do more. I wish AVP would do more.
You think a part of his brain has to say, well, the grass isn't always greener. What if they bring in another guy and it doesn't work out with him and I actually had some type of chemistry and he knew how to unlock
things with me? But they don't think that way. They don't think about the failure that potentially could happen on the other side of the track. He could be saying, oh, we could be doing so much more.
Yeah, and I just feel like I'm looking at, because I judge it, a lot of the quarterback stuff is just playoffs for me. Like, everybody, that's how the position's defined. Brady and Mahomes are such outliers. Brady's 35-13. Mahomes is 15-3. You look at the other great quarterbacks of this era. Peyton Manning, 14-13, and he was under 500 until he got carried by that Broncos team in 2015. Brett Favre, 13-11. You have Drew Brees is 9-9 as a playoff quarterback. That's what those guys are. Like, what we saw the last 25 years with Brady and Mahomes is not going
to
be repeated.
But also, to your, maybe the point that you love, Greg, when you look at those playoff numbers, look at those playoff defenses that Bill was able to have. You know, because there have been a couple games where, you know, maybe Brady has struggled in the postseason. But those other coaches, their numbers aren't as good defensively.
Right.
So
right.
You start to factor that in. Like, Peyton Manning, how good could have been Peyton Manning if he was with Bill?
Oh, Bill was the whole package. That's also what Jordan wants him to rename his boat. All right, we are going to be right back. Oh, I can't believe it's already over.
It's quick today. Things, it's always quick.
Things overheard at Courtney's wedding.
Curtis. Dastardly thing to say. Before we go, it is a timeout Tuesday, and so if you are caller number 9, we will treat you to lunch or dinner at Timeout Market Boston. You get a Timeout Market gift card and you get a meal or two on us. And you can get into the holiday spirit at Timeout Market's festive holiday market featuring vendors curated by Select Markets December 7th, 8th, 14th, and 15th from 11 to 5 right outside of Timeout Market. Discover unique finds, retro clothing, and perfect holiday gifts. And that's Timeout Market Boston. All right, we are back tomorrow on a Celtics Wednesday with Mego at 9, and who knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas, and so 8:45 tomorrow.
It's a Celtics Friday!
Your chance to win big.
I can't believe that's that every really day big. Is going to be like this.
Really?
I was shocked.
There's a lot of good prizes.
I mean, we don't half-ass it around here.
No, I mean, before there were a lot of pens being given away.
The show has grown. In the early days, we didn't have a budget. Now we have a budget.
And when I teased earlier, I said I thought we were doing too much for day one. I thought that we were only doing one of those.
Right. No.
Today.
No. It is an embarrassment of riches.
That is really good. Yeah. Tickets to the Pats and tickets to a concert.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's a come up.
Our very own Grinch delivers. Yeah. That's what Chris Curtis does.
And I'm told, I don't know if it's true or not, that tomorrow we will have a sleepover at Greg's. So that'll be a big prize.
Wow.
I mean, also very relatable, your son flying home from Florida on a private jet.
Well, you know, when the family friend says, here you go, you say yes.
Hey, just embrace it, Curtis.
I mean,
I would embrace it. Damn.
James only knows one way.
It was weird that he asked the captains to carry him, you know, from car. He didn't want to step on
the chariot was a little much, but when in Rome.
Not bad.
Yeah. He literally didn't know we flew. He's like, when do we get home? He thought it was like he didn't even know they were in the air.
Wow.
It was like the craziest thing.
Right.
How old is he?
2.5.
Man, that is impressive.
Yep.
2.5 and already on a PJ?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Woo.
Pretty good.
Good for him.
You should see, his school now, he feels like he can be involved because everybody else goes private. So.
He's our very own Prince Charles. The Prince Charles of the Boston region, James. All right. Well, we got to go. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you very much for listening.